Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's with Fresh Take Sports. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Cordell Woodland. Cordell, first of all, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm good, guys.
All right, man. All right. Always gone. A lot of people calling in saying the Ravens screwed up. No, not really. I'm just joking. Most of them are like, all right, well, what took so long? That being said, you're already bad at rushing the quarterback. Granted, he has no sacks. So you've eliminated a guy that at least has a track record of getting to the QB. Question one. Second part of it, is Owe just the first piece of soon-to-be ex-Ravens here as the trade deadline's, what, November 4th?
Yeah, I mean, into the first part, look, I don't know where they were getting their pressure from when Owe was here, let alone with him now gone. It's still on the young guys. These young guys are going to have to step up. Van Noy's going to have to do more than what he's been able to do to this point. That's really what it's going to come down to. Kyle Hamilton coming down in the box, I think, is a realistic expectation now with them adding a safety. Maybe he's a guy that they use to start getting more pressure on the quarterback, but they just have to start generating more negative plays for the opposing offense. Right now, the offense can kind of sleepwalk their way down the field. It's way too easy for them. So they've got to find something that helps them start to play in the opposing team's backfield a little more often, with or without Owe. It's not out of the realm of possibility that more moves could be made. Mark Andrews could be one of those guys. Maybe they use some of this draft capital to go get an actual player as well, because they did free up some cap with the Owe move. So I think everything's on the table right now, and they're showing that they're going to try to at least go the personnel route with this defense in terms of trying to fix it first before they make any coaching decisions, I would imagine.
Hey, Cordell, I was listening to your post. Talk about after the game. Talk about the locker room after the game.
It was a morgue. It was a morgue, honestly. I think they were shell-shocked. I mean, I talked to Jair Alexander that flat out said, you know, they are shocked to be in this spot. A lot of these guys haven't been in this position. Definitely not on this team, you know, as being a part of the Ravens in the Lamar era. So, yeah, I mean, I do think that they are surprised that it's gotten as bad as it's gotten, that they haven't been able to kind of stop this free fall that they've been on. And they've just played so bad. I think that's the most shocking thing for them. Even with the injuries, there's a level of expectation when it comes to the effort that the Ravens play with, the physicality, especially at home. I mean, that's the big thing for me. They're getting beat down on at home in prime time in the trenches. That's the most concerning part for me.
Cordell, I did the film this morning of the offense, you know, and that is the worst offensive line play I've seen. And throw in Payton too, because he sucked too. But you know, there's no physicality in the O-line at all. Rosengarten's stinking up the joint. Falele's stinking up the joint. You know, Noteboom's, they're all bad. And now I can see why. If I'm Lamar, I'm going to stay hurt for a little while longer because, you know, I'm getting a crap beat out of me. And so was, Cooper Rush. And the one who suffers the worst is Henry. They can't run the ball because they can't block anybody.
Yeah, Henry, I mean, he's been a complete non-factor because he's getting hit in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage literally every single time he gets the ball. I mean, and like you said, it's all of them along the offensive line.
Every one of them.
Falele still has his blooper reel plays. And now you mix in the rest of these guys who are whiffing, getting put on their butts, getting a swim move. I mean, it's every play. It's at least one or two of them that are having a breakdown. And you mentioned Zaire Mitchell-Payton. I mean, he's just getting crunched up. Every time he makes contact, he falls to his knees.
Yeah,
he is not
limp.
Pushing anybody. Yep. He's not pushing anybody forward. So, yeah, I mean, you have nobody getting a push. So now it's left for Henry to go 1-on-6 every single time. This is why I didn't engage in this whole, well, Keaton Mitchell, put him out there. For what? For what? What are they going to get in the run game from Keaton Mitchell that they can't get with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson when he's back there? The run game is a joke, which kills their entire offense because you can't throw the ball either. And everybody, I know people are now entertaining Tyler Huntley going out there. I mean, I didn't think Cooper Rush was the problem, and I'm not defending him whatsoever. But I also know what Tyler Huntley brings, which is little to nothing to this offense. He's not as mobile as we thought. I think we realized that a couple years ago. And the passing game completely dies with him out there. I think the game that you think you're getting in the run game with him isn't enough to sacrifice the loss that you'll take in the pass game.
Now, Cordell, I don't anticipate any of these guys coming back this week.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, John definitely, the way John spoke on Monday, he insinuated that we could see a couple of these guys return this week. So we'll see how the practice week goes. I mean, he didn't really name anybody, of course, but he definitely made it seem like he's expecting for a couple of these guys to at least try to practice this week, which will be key. I mean, they're facing an uphill battle with this Rams team coming in anyway on both sides of the ball. So, I mean, unless eight is on field, I don't feel great about their chances on Sunday. And to be honest, even with him right now, it's getting dire. But, yeah, I'm curious to see who these potential guys are that could return.
Cordell, last thing for you. Cordell Woolen, Vinny at 81.057, the Panthers Woman Crush Wednesday. 44-10 like disaster goes against him. And I'm with you. Even if Lamar's playing, the Rams are probably going to win the game, even though they've had a couple of losses. Anyway, that's their problem. If it's a 44-10-ish disaster, chances Zach Ertz, the defensive coordinator against the Bears, is what?
I would say under 15%. Like I said, they're making moves now to try to rectify this thing, but it's only going to go on but for so long before somebody has to be scapegoated. And Zach Orr is going to most likely be first up on that list when you talk about the coaching staff. It would not shock me at all if they're blown out against the Rams this week that he's gone during the bye week. But also, it wouldn't shock me at all if he is fired, the defense still looks the same. I mean, I don't know what's all going to change. You have a lot of voices in that room already. I would imagine that a lot of their scheme and stuff, maybe they make a little tweaks, maybe their game day play calls change a little bit. But overall, if guys aren't going to start tackling, the defense is still going to look the same.
Cordell, next Fresh Take Sports is when?
We'll be back Friday from 6 to 8. So we'll see what the practice week looks like. We'll see who has a chance to return. But we'll be talking a lot about this Ravens-Rams game and the entire football slate going into the weekend.
Cordell, have fun and one winning drive, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
There's Cordell Woodland, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. Talk about those baseball playoffs. And a historic day in Orioles history took place back in 1983. It's October the 8th. And then Joe Beninati. We'll talk about the Caps. They start their season tonight. Great regular season. Exceeded everybody's expectations. Playoffs, not so much. Where are they getting ready for Ovi's 5 millionth year in the league?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk more Maryland football with Dave LaMonaco coming up at 12:30. But the Terps host Nebraska coming up 3:30, CQ Stadium. Both teams are 4-1. Maryland getting 6.5 points. Of course, Maryland blew that 20-0 late third quarter lead to Washington, so they'll try to regroup. Nebraska's only loss was to Michigan, but again, we'll talk to Dave, preview that one. Patrick Mahomes Jr.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola. Yeah, I mean, he looks like him. He runs, he plays. They got a big arm like him, and, you know, 12 touchdowns, 3 picks, starting to put it together there. Finally, with Matt Rule, it seems. So Maryland trying to regroup because that was, as we've all discussed, a very, very tough L. NBA, the preseason. Wizards are out there practice today. Jimmy Patsos is on his way to text me and Nolan to let us know that. But Chicago, Bulls, top Bulls, beat Cleveland 118-117. These games don't count. What does count, two Terps are on the Bulls. Kevin Herter, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. And Jalen Smith, Baltimore's own, sticks. 5 points, 9 boards, a couple of assists there. Stanley Cup season opened last night, which we'll get to here with Joe Beninati. Florida begins their quest for a third straight Stanley Cup. 3-2 over Chicago.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game. They put the banner up for Florida, and Florida doesn't even have Barkov or Tkachuk. I mean, they were both there. They both had surgery, and they're out for a while, so... Florida looks like Florida, and Chicago looked like Chicago.
Pittsburgh shut out the Rangers 3-0.
Yeah, new coach for the Rangers, you know, Mike Sullivan, he came from Pittsburgh. And the Rangers didn't look good at all. I mean, Sidney Crosby looked good for Pittsburgh, but it's kind of a boring game, actually. There wasn't a lot of, not a lot of offensive action.
Colorado 4-1 over the Kings late last night as the season started. Caps are hosting Boston. As we said, we'll talk about that with Joe B. Which was exciting last night was the baseball playoffs and the Yankees taking on the Blue Jays. Tony Taters, that's right, he lines a single to right field. Puts Toronto up 6-1. A great at-bat. He was down in the count. He kept battling, Got the hit. Looked like it was all she wrote. Vlad Jr. owns. Carlos Rodon took him deep in the first inning. It's like, goodbye, Yankees. But they hung around and hung around, and their bullpen was great. And then a guy that just does what he does. And in clinching scenarios, he's getting John Travolta staying alive. And this was one of the big blows of it.
It's a drive down the line. If it's fair, it's his moment. It is. It's tied.
Here comes the judge. Get it? FS1 on the call. Off the foul pole. Or the fair pole. Ties at Chisholm's home run. Put him ahead. So the Yankees win 9-6. They stay alive. Game 4 of that one is coming up tonight at Yankee Stadium at 7:08. Earlier, after a long rain delay, Jack Flaherty on the hill for the Tigers. And, okay, he kind of got touched up a little bit. But in the end, the big dumper put things away for Seattle.
He sends one the other way. Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
8-4 was the final score. Syllable Suarez went deep as, it was all about J.P. Crawford going deep. Logan Gilbert, he got the win, Nolan. maybe one of these guys that Seattle might be inclined to trade. I think Luis Castillo is probably more likely guy, or Bryce Miller pitching today. So Seattle, after losing the opener, they win a game in which Scooble pitched to even the series at one. That series now in their favor coming up. 308. Yes, let me just double check my handwriting. 308. Seattle at Detroit. Milwaukee's at the Cubs looking for the sweep there. That's 508. Yankees looking to stay alive against Toronto. That's 208. And then the Dodgers at 908 hosting the Phillies. Phillies lose two at home, and they're up against it out in L.A. against the Dodgers. There it is, the whip around video at Haney 105.7. The Fan. This day, Ravens history. About 2,000, 25 years ago today, Jacksonville. Matt Stover kicked 5 field goals. That was the offense for the Ravens as they beat the Jags 15-10. That was the second straight game in which the Ravens did not score a touchdown and still won. Unfortunately for the Ravens, there'd be 3 more games after this where they did not score a touchdown and lost all 3 of them. This team, and then eventually Brian Billick went to Trent Dilfer to try to turn things around for them on that side of the ball. But this team went 5 consecutive games without scoring a touchdown and won 2 of them. And then that great defense came alive, and, you know, you for good luck running the ball. That went out. They went 12. We know the rest. But this win put them at 5-1. On the year, and then the losses started to mount, and then people were starting to complain. Trust me, I remember. Ravens won the Super Bowl by 27 points, and people still bitched about it. Should have been a shutout. They just won the Super Bowl. We didn't have a team. 1983, Orioles in Chicago. Tito Landrum goes deep off Britt Burns in the top of the 10th. Orioles add 2 more runs in game 4. Of the ALCS. Thorpe Davis goes 6 shutout innings. Tippy Martinez goes 4 more. Orioles beat the White Sox 3-0, and in doing so, win the American League pennant. Nolan McGraw, and go to the World Series, where would they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. So the White Sox won ugly all season long, and they won the opener. Birds will win 3 straight and advance to their World Series, the 6th in franchise history to date, the last World Series appearance for the Birds of Baltimore. So there you go. When we come back, we're going to talk Caps. Joe Beninati start yet another season of hockey for Washington. Ovi's already set all the individual records. Mm-hmm. Probably would like another Stanley Cup before it's all said and done. What are the prospects for Washington this year? And then we'll get to the Funhouse at 410-583-1057. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell, 12:15. Dave LaMonaco, preview the Maryland-Nebraska game with him and look back real quick at what happened against Washington. You're up 20-0, and all of a sudden you're losing because the offense went south in the second half.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, and it's great to catch up with the voice of the Caps, longtime voice of the Caps, Joe Beninati. Joe B, hope you had a great summer. Welcome back to the Fan here.
As usual, Bob, Vinny, Nolan, the summer went by in 8 seconds, so here we are, ready to go with the fall.
Now, last year, the Capitals' regular season, by all accounts, overachieved. Nobody expected them challenging for the top seed and just accumulating the points that they did. Playoff kind of ended in a more disappointing fashion, of course. So as we're 3 months after the fact, Joe B, what's the roster looking like? And could they possibly look to achieve that sort of regular season dominance that they had?
Guys, I may be crazy, and you all will say, of course you're crazy, Joe, but I think they're better this year than they were last year, at least on paper. And paper doesn't mean anything. And the fact that so many of these players achieve career best single season totals at the same time, that certainly helped to fuel 50-plus wins and 111 points and running away with the Eastern Conference and the Metro Division. Yes. Do you expect those all to happen again? In part, I do, because I think this team is still very much in a maturing way. And I think they made some shrewd moves in the offseason and late last season. That now that you have these guys around full-time for a year, I expect them to do even better. Now, the caveat is, yes, I think the best teams in the NHL are out west, but I do think the Eastern teams, the race is incredibly close, and there are a lot of teams that are gaining ground on Washington, so it may be more difficult to achieve that 100-plus point season, but I firmly believe them to do it.
Now, Joe, last year they had, you know, at the beginning of the season and most of it, you know, they had the chase for Ovi. And I think that created a lot of buzz and stuff. What is going to be the mantra this year to kind of get them excited going like they were last year?
Vinny, I think it's natural because most people are going to sit there. Most of the handicappers and prognosticators are going to sit there and go, Washington's not going to be as good. There's your motivation. There's your fuel. These guys like it. They like to play with a chip on their shoulder. Most people are going to look at them and go, ah, yeah, they surprised everybody in the first few months. They snuck up on everybody in the first few months last year and kept it rolling. Good on them. And then they crashed out in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This team will hear those words and say, fine, we'll show you what we can do this time around. And I think it all starts in the nets. Mm-hmm. It does, Vinny. I think Logan Thompson's one of the most competitive people I've ever met. And he has an us-against-the-world type mentality, like, okay, you don't think this team's good enough? I'll show you. You don't think I'm good enough? I'll show you. And I think all of these guys play with a lot of those same characteristics. And if they mesh well together, they're going to do extremely well. Plus, they're coached by the best coach in the NHL. I like their chances. I really do.
Hey, Joe, what are you expecting from Ovi this year? And, you know, what kind of shape is he in to start the season? Because it looked, some of those pitchers in the summer weren't that pretty.
Vinny and Bob, by the time he gets here, he's ready to go. And he is. Unfortunately, he had an injury blossom, I think, late in his training that kept him off the ice for the first 5 or 6 days of training camp. They're being extremely cautious with it. He played in the last two preseason games. He looked good in those to me. And one of them, he led the Caps in terms of total ice time for forwards, which he doesn't have to do regularly anymore at age 40. I think they know now where they're going to slot him with regard to who he's going to be playing with and how much time he's going to be playing. Again, obviously, he's an enormous power play threat. So the more power play chances the Caps get in the game, the more that ice time will go up. But they're familiar, they being the coaching staff. Spencer and his staff are familiar with how they need to ration his minutes. And at age 40, yes, you can see that the game is so quick. But you also see the enthusiasm that he still shows up to the rink with. I'm telling you, it's opening day. This is a 40-year-old player who is the all-time NHL goal-scoring champion who approaches the game like he's 5 years old still. He loves it that much.
Now, Strome had an awesome year last year. Who will he be playing with this year?
Strome is criminally underrated and has led the team in points the last couple of years. I expect him to start with Alex and with Alexei Protas. And the job that Protas did last year,
awesome.
A 30-goal scorer without a single power play goal. I mean, just magnificent to see the amount of hard work that guy has put in on his skating ability, on his hands. And now he's matured into a 6'7" stud power forward playmaker that, in concert with Strome and Ovechkin, gives them a nice line. And the thing that happened in the preseason, guys, was that Hendrix LaPierre answered the challenge, won a job as a third line center. That allows you to keep Connor McMichael on a second line with Dubois and Wilson. So from a depth standpoint, I really like what I see from this club.
Hey, Joe, I hate to tell you, but I still will root for the Caps, but Carolina's my favorite team now.
I can understand why. Really good. really good team, and I can definitely understand why. As long as your son keeps outscoring McKenna, we'll be just fine.
Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps. Caps start tonight against the Boston Bruins. Joe, last thing for you. We talked about the Caps overachieving last year during the regular season, and you're still bullish on them, obviously, as you told us. As you look at the East or the West, what team do you think is possibly capable of pulling a Caps like, well, they might be okay, and then really get fired out of a cannon here?
Yeah, it's a great question. I just, the Western teams, the Kingpins out West, are really good. So it's not going to be surprising if a Colorado does that. It's not going to be surprising if a Dallas does that. Edmonton's been in the Stanley Cup Finals each of the last 2 years. I'm not convinced that they're always a premier team in the West, but come playoff time, with those two amazing forwards in McDavid and Draisaitl, they click. Something happens. To me, I get the sense that in the Central Division is the most competitive, probably the most talent-filled. I think the Atlantic always becomes an incredible race. The team that might surprise you this year and sneak up, it's hard for me even to say that because I think their forward group is so good. Somebody like Tampa, Bob and Vinny, somebody like Tampa is still really good, and this may be the last real good kick at the can that the Lightning get with a still highly, highly regarded Hedman, Vasilevsky, Point, Kucherov. Watch out for Tampa.
Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps. Caps start tonight against the Boston Bruins down in D.C. Joe B., always great to talk to you. Happy opener, and we'll talk to you obviously a lot over the course of the next, I don't know, 10 months.
And tell Locker we said hello to.
I promise I will, guys. Thanks very much.
Yep. There's Joe B., everybody. Of course, does football on the Big Ten Network as well. It's called some Maryland games. Speaking of Maryland, we'll talk about that with Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com at 12:30. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Nolan McGraw. We'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Ravens back at practice today, minus a Dafe Owe. If you didn't hear, well, we'll explain. 12 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss any of it. But let's get out to the phones where we say hi to Nolan McGraw. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, how you feeling on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I feel good, Bob, because I was about to come downstairs, and I heard my fire alarm beep, and I said, change that battery before Bob puts you on blast.
Dude, I don't know how you sit in your house and listen to that thing.
That drives me nuts. God. Chirping.
Hey, no. Believe me, it stopped twerking as loud and as much. So I said, well, I got all the juice out of it I'm going to get. Well, just like
I'd
the
rather
Ravens,
see twerking than hear tweeting. Let's put it that way.
Hey, but look, just like the Ravens offensive line, they got all out. They got everything out of it they could get, Benny. Think about going all the way back to 2019. Hey, man, Greg Roman was the master of smoke and mirrors because that's all their line has been over the years, smoke and mirrors, you know, a zone block or whatever. They never could push nobody off the ball.
Last year they did.
No. I'm going to tell you what they did, Vinny. What it was is the threat of Lamar and Henry is so much of a deterrent that the guys on the other side of the ball, that's all they could really think about until this offseason. They realized that offensive line was nothing but crepe paper, and they couldn't sustain nothing. So that's what all the teams are doing to them now. Like I said, when Lamar, hey, remember the pistol and Lamar and them could fake the cameraman out. It'd be like, wait, who got the ball? Where'd it go? Because everybody was faked out, so they really couldn't rush as much as hard as they want to. Now they're just pinning their ears back.
Let me say this. The Chargers, both their tackles are out. They ain't running the ball a lick.
And both their running backs are hurt.
Oh, yeah. I got you on there. But I'm just saying, as far as we're concerned, you got to remember, they don't have a Lamar. Get what I'm saying? See, Lamar changed it. Like Bashadi said, I started to fire Harbaugh. We had one addition to the team in 2018. That was it. We were 4-5. That one addition went 6-1. You know how incredible that was, man? That's unbelievable.
Joe, I'm about to drive your house with a 9-volt battery, dude. Put it in myself. Seriously.
Hey, I got plenty of them. Hey, Bob, I got. Hey, man, I was afraid the fire department. Somebody was going to call the fire department and come down here and make me replace it.
If you had anyway, pets, they'd be losing their minds right
well,
now.
Well, if you have a fire, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I replaced both of them. I've done it all, and I got all the detectives. But anyway, I'm just saying, man, this is a lost season, things, man. And one more thing.
What was that? I heard a chirp.
Oh, no, that's a chair I'm sitting in, man. Stop that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hey, anyway.
You need a battery for that thing.
Damn, yeah. There it is again.
Oh, no, no, it ain't. Hey, man, stop. Anyway.
All right, Joe.
You got to remember this. One more thing.
Yeah, please.
The guy that's been buying the groceries. He ain't been buying top shelf groceries. And we need to get a new buyer. We need to get new cooks. You know what I mean by that. And that's all I got to say. So,
all right.
What did I say? I said 2-15. I'll go 8-9 this year, y'all. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed. All right, take it
easy. All right, 2-15. Maybe he said 15-2, got that reverse. That chirping's got him all discombobulated. Chair. My ass.
It's look who's chair. Laughing
yeah.
over there.
But he mentioned Lamar taking over for Joe Flacco at 4-5.
Yeah.
When Lamar came in, Gus Edwards became a dude running the football. And Mark Andrews became like his guy throwing the football too. Remember that Chargers game on that Saturday night? A big win out there, which kind of turned the tide of the season. Nolan, what's going on over there?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Maybe we should change our own detector. I don't know. Yeah. We even have one in
here. Nolan's a chirper over there.
Yeah, this is a little radio
we
magic.
We need a BS detector over here.
Right.
This is what we do.
Apologies to Joe. It was right there. I had to do it.
Well, I mean, it was there for everyone to hear. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, as far as the Ravens and trade of Adafe Owe, something tells me that this isn't the last trade that the Ravens are going to pull off this year. It's just a matter of, well, how big of a trade? And taking a quick look at the roster, or try to identify potential candidates that could be out, the only name that really pops up to me is a guy that had trade speculation in the offseason, Mark Andrews. Mm-hmm. Of course, another guy with an expiring contract, a pretty hefty one at that. Obviously, I think we thought the writing was on the wall with him, that they would move towards Isaiah Likely for 2026 and beyond. But even his future isn't certain. Even still, just with what Andrews has done this year, right? There was, the drop in the end zone or had the ball knocked out, slow start the first couple of weeks. Feels like he could be expendable. It's just a matter of what kind of return you're going to get.
Well, here's the only thing about, because they're looking for players to win right now. And the only way they're going to get anything like that is draft pick compensation. And you cannot give up, like, if it was a really stud D lineman or whatever, you know, and somebody requests, you can't give up your one. You know why? Because if they stink, they could have a high draft pick. So you gotta protect that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so do we think it's player for player, kind of like Owe's situation?
But you're not going to get anything for an expiring contract guy.
It would
you
be
know,
another expiring guy probably. But maybe if it was at a position of need. And it worked out that you could extend that person in theory, but I don't know.
D-tackle or,
When we had Cordell on earlier in the hour, Cordell Woodland, I asked him if the Ravens get trounced like we kind of expect. We'll do our picks on Friday. They will against the Rams. The chances of Zach Orr being the defensive coordinator against Chicago. He said less than 50. Boy, he really trimmed it. 15.
Yeah.
Percent. Do you think we're living in that reality right now, or is Harb's going to keep going to the?
I think
going to this shelf or whatever they're going to bat for.
I think it'll go higher than Harb's if they get blown out again. I think that'll come from up top. You know,
right? Yeah, I mean, with everything Harbaugh has said publicly, and really just kind of reading between the lines and some of his other answers, like a couple things stood out yesterday when he's being asked about the team as a whole, and he said, well, we need changes across the board. We need to get better across the board. But he's, you know, still nitpicking and pointing offense. Oh, by the way, the defense, yeah, we can clean that up too.
Right.
It's always like this afterthought, and even when he's not directly talking about Zach Orr or the defense directly, you can kind of read between the lines and see how he feels about Orr. I mean, that was his pick. That was his guy. I think he's protecting him very very much so, and maybe realizes he made a mistake doubling down this year after what happened last year. thought he would get better, thought the guy would grow and become a better coordinator, but it's just not happening.
I think the thing that disappoints me the most is, like, I think not only me, a lot of people overvalued or over-evaluated their players.
From the most talented roster in the history of the team?
Yeah.
We did express concerns about depth in certain positions, but there are guys who just aren't playing well.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can just, like, you talk about Travis Jones.
Yeah.
You know, another one there.
Contract year.
And all the pass rusher. You know, I mean, who's having a good year right now? There's nobody.
Well, Lamar was.
Zay, maybe.
Yeah, but even he's now taking the hit not having Lamar there.
Yeah.
I mean, who's playing to their potential right now? I don't know that there's anybody.
And the Derrick Henry, we've talked about that since the big game against Buffalo. He hasn't even come close in four games combined to touching that level of productivity. But, you know, where are the playmakers defensively, not just getting to the quarterback? They have one pick.
Yeah.
One forced fumble in six games. And then where are the turnovers?
You know, when you look at it, you say, okay, the whole team is underachieving right now. So whose fault is that? You know, when you look at it, whose fault is that? I mean, it's the coaching staff, and I love all those guys, but we're just calling it what it is right now. Their responsibility is to develop and get those guys better and improve as the season goes along. Although we're only 5 weeks in, you know, right now, it is not a good look.
And that's why, sorry, real quick, I think some of the comments or shots at DaCosta here the past couple of weeks are a little misguided because of what Bob was just saying. Didn't we not just spend the whole offseason talking about how he went all in, did everything he could to put this roster over the top and make it a Super Bowl caliber one? What was everyone in town saying when Jaire Alexander got signed? What a bargain. What a steal. Way to go get that last missing piece potentially. I can't change that now. I can't retroactively go back and say, well, you didn't do enough. So I wasn't calling it out in real time. We were praising it in real time.
Sure. But we also had the qualifier. Does have an injury history. Green Bay let him walk.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And same with the Woos.
And where are they both? You know?
We'll come back. News from the Nest. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh from a couple of days ago. He'll give a fresh sound later today as the Ravens are back at practice. And I'm guessing if Lamar's not talking, Lamar ain't playing, or he certainly isn't practicing today.
He ain't playing.
And then buy or sell.
He watched that film.
Let's count the midweek money. We'll buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects. And then Dave LaMonaco will look back briefly at Maryland's loss to Washington, a tough L at that, and look ahead to the Nebraska game, trying to get back in that win column, because now you're going out to UCLA, who just beat Penn State. Man, we were all like, oh, they're going to be 7-0, and game day's coming to College Park. And maybe for basketball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.